This audio presentation is brought to you by The Poker Camp. ThePokerCamp.com, educating poker enthusiasts through online courses, featuring Chris Wallace, known in the poker community as Fox, poker author, instructor, and professional player. We are offering a special 10% discount for simply listening to this podcast. Go to thepokercamp.com/promo. That's thepokercamp.com/promo and sign up today.
I'm going to start with a quick description, and those of you who've read the Harrington on Hold'em books will already know some of this stuff, but a quick description of how the how M theory works. And M is a variable, like 2 minus x equals 0, then x equals 2, algebra term. Might be where most of you know about variables. M is a variable which is defined as the number of rounds that you can pay with your stack if you don't play any hands, the number of rounds that you'll survive. So if the blinds are 100, 200, and you have 900 in your stack, you can survive 3 rounds because you're paying 300 in blinds every round. So your M is 3. And if the blinds are 200, 400 with a $50 ante, and there are 8 people at the table, then you've got 200 plus 400 is 6. 8 people paying 50 is 400, so you've got 1,000 in chips in there each hand. So it costs you 1,000 a round to play. So if you've got 10,000, your M is 10 when it's 200, 400 with a $50 ante. And keeping track of your M is something you're going to need to do constantly to play multi-table tournaments well. Keeping track of your M and where you are in relation to the prize structure and to the rest of the tournament, those are things that are really important that a lot of tournament players don't understand. It'll give you a significant advantage over weaker tournament players if you have an understanding of exactly where you are in terms of tournament equity and what your M is. Don't let yourself get very low M situations if you don't have to. And that's something that a lot of intermediate players make as a mistake as well, is that they will have an M of 7, and they'll keep folding hands when they should be stealing. If my M is 7, and I look down at A7 suited in late middle position, I'm going to push with it, and I'm going to get all my chips in and try to steal those blinds. When your M is below 10, you're in a more desperate situation than you think. Most people see, I can wait for a hand, but if your M is below 10, you really can't wait for a hand, because if you drop your M to 5, now even when you double up, you're still in trouble. And you're going to put yourself in a situation where you can either double up and still be in trouble, or get knocked out, because with an M of 5, you're not going to be able to steal nearly so much. People are going to want to call your raises when you're a short stack and you've only got an M of 5 or below. When you get below 5, you're in so much danger because your opponents are not going to let you steal. The big stacks only want to play hands with the short stacks. They don't want to take big risks against other big stacks, and that's correct play. So when you let your M get to 5 or below, you've put yourself in a bad situation. Most of the time, my M is only going to get to 5 or below if I lose a big hand where somebody was all in and just didn't quite have me covered, and it knocked me down to that situation. Otherwise, you're going to want to try and steal the blinds. Find a way to get your chips in before your M gets that low. Every once in a while, you won't really have a choice. There will be a raise before you, and you won't have a chance to steal for a couple of rounds, and your M will be below 5 all of a sudden. When your M does get to 5 or below, and in particular, when your M gets to 4 or below, you're all in anytime you're raising, and you're looking for hands to do that with. The hands will change drastically depending on who the blinds are, what their stacks are like, where you are in the payout structure. But in general, if your M is below 5, any time that you can get your chips in first and you have any sort of reasonable hand, you want to push. If there are payout structure considerations that may change that, there are blinds, certain players on the blinds that may change that, but as a general rule, those blinds mean so much to you, and it means so much to you to not drop to like below 4 or 3 that It's important to get those chips in. If your M drops below 3, you can almost be guaranteed that you're going to be called when you push to try to steal the blinds. You're not going to be able to steal the blinds at that point. You just have to pick a hand and go with it. When your M is below 3, especially if you're a ways away from the next jump in money, then you actually have more to worry about. You're really in trouble, and all you care about is getting chips. You're not really afraid of being knocked out because your tournament equity is very low. So when your M gets to below 3, you're playing whatever hands you think have a shot to win, whatever hands you think will play well all in, and that's an important skill to learn.
Don't forget to sign up for your 10% discount. Go to thepokercamp.com/promo.